We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, Tom's been right all along when it comes to the romance department.
Radio Romeo, that's what they call me.
I tell you, he's got it, ladies and gentlemen. He's got it.
I got it whenever I was in sixth grade because that girl had a cold sore.
You read a lot and read a lot of science fiction and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, I like sci-fi.
Well, you might not think that fans of science fiction and fantasy would be good at the romantic type partners.
As the romantic arts.
Yes, okay.
Thank you.
Well,
it's like Harry Potter. They studied the dark arts, and it's like I studied the romantic arts.
Yeah, so you're all into reading your sci-fi and all that stuff. You've been doing that for a while now, haven't you?
Yeah, I don't think Harry Potter, I don't think they studied the romantic arts there. They were just geeky.
Yeah. Well, researchers found people of both, gender.
Mm-hmm. You mean like men and women?
Men and women have a good knowledge of both genres of sci-fi and fantasy and have more realistic expectations for relationships. So the experts say this would be because they're more open-minded and because many of the stories in the sci-fi slash fantasy world involve characters who have to change and adapt over time.
That's hogwash. That's the reason people who read sci-fi and like sci-fi are able to adapt and accept more of that relationship crap is because they don't have any choice.
They don't have any relationship.
They're nerdy and geeky. They knew they were going to have to settle a long time ago.
Bless.
And I say that as one of them.
Well, that's because they adapted a long time ago to figure it out, right?
No, because they just didn't have any choices. They're like, oh, I'm a nerd. I'm a geek. I'm going to have to settle for another nerd or a geek.
That's not true. No, and you know what? Comic cons have been growing.
They have, but they're still a small percentage of the society.
You can like science fiction but not be a comic con kind of girl, if you know what I mean.
No. You know what? Look at all the success of the superhero movies. There's a lot more geekiness in the world than we... Because you know what? There's closet geekiness that's going on that people won't admit. They're like, oh, I want to go see that superhero movie.
Dressing up as a superhero and going to Comic-Con is not necessarily liking Isaac Asimov and the deeper thought of someone, you know, people living in a different planet.
Oh, my God. She's trying to drop Isaac Asimov's name.
I read science fiction, not quite like Tom does.
She wants to say she's good at the romantic arts, too.
And that has nothing to do with romantic arts. It has to do with keeping an open mind and being adaptable in a relationship.
So you're saying, like, a guy that gets angry and turns green and gets big and rips off all of his clothes and goes and fights bad guys, you would say that's not science fiction?
No.
It's more cartoon
than
science
comic
fiction.
Or I don't know if cartoon's right,
but
it's a comic strip.
Yeah, it's not science fiction.
Okay.
You even said these comic book movies.
Okay, like Thor and those guys that come from a different planet?
No, it's comics. Sci-fi, we're like into like realistic versions of it. That's like, cartoony versions of it. Don't get me wrong. Y'all are geeks, too. You're just a different group of geeks. You collect your little comic books in plastic bags and go around going, don't touch that. That's number
right.
One. That's the first one.
They never read it, but it's okay.
Right.
No, I can read comic books.
Not the ones in that bag.
You're saying that you are better at the romantic arts than someone that's in the superhero realm of sci-fi or
there isn't
fantasy.
A superhero okay. Realm of sci-fi.
Fantasy. This is science fiction or fantasy.
What that ain't comic books.
Okay, so fantasy you're saying is Lord of the Rings type stuff.
I'm saying fantasy would be the Harry Potter / Lord of the Rings. Sci-fi is Star Wars, Star Trek, and comic book is its own thing.
I disagree.
Of course you do, because you want to be in our club, but you can't.
You read mostly science fiction comic books and stuff. They're from outer space. That's how they get their superhero powers.
They're not remotely realistic. There's no superheroes in Star Trek.
Fantastic Four, they go up in a ship. They get like this, meteor shower that changes them into an invisible girl, a guy that can stretch,
Hokum.
A guy that turns into a rock thing, and a guy that turns into fire.
That's not sci-fi.
They went up in a spaceship into the space.
That spaceship has no working parts. It's a big drawn cartoon. It's a comic.
So you know what?
There's no discussion of how it works.
Your science fiction books, that's not true either. It's just words about people going up in a spaceship into space.
Most science fiction books eventually one day become reality.
I don't think any of y'all gonna get dates if you do this.
Of the bar. No one will talk to us.
And I don't know why. Hey, did you see that latest Star Wars movie?
Not in our club.
Star Wars movie, that's sci-fi.
Yes. Said so. Star Trek, Star Wars.
But there's Star Wars comic books out there.
Okay, that's for the people who can't handle the heavy stuff.
Oh what, the movies?
The real stuff.
More than 15 pages.
Oh.
What you call readers?
Those aren't readers.
Okay. Well, just letting you know, Tom is all into sci-fi. He breaks it down into parts I don't even understand.
Oh, well, gosh, you're just trying to include comic books in our club.
And when it comes to kissing, his wife says he kisses like an alien, so.
That's sci-fi,
with
too.
With eight tongues.
Okay, that's gross.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.